Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Ample sunshine expected this afternoon with a high of 53. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows level off around 16. Mainly sunny tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 30. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 52 degrees.
The holiday season is right around the corner, and we all want to look and feel our best. At Sunflower Medical Clinic, we will get you holiday ready with IV hydration, Botox, facial fillers, and laser hair removal. Perfect for that holiday glow and confidence at every party. To book your appointment, come on in to Sunflower Medical Clinic in Marysville or call us to step into the holiday season looking your best.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tall. According to the Raleigh County Police Department, on December 2nd, around 12:30 p.m., Raleigh County PD officers filed a report of criminal destruction of property and theft in the 500 block of Pillsbury Drive in Manhattan. Habitat for Humanity has been listed as the victim after reporting that the lock on its storage trailer was broken and tools were stolen from it. Estimated loss is around $5,200. Anyone with information can contact Crime Stoppers. Gas prices continue their steady decline as the holidays approach. Tuesday's national average for unleaded gas was $3.03 per gallon. That's according to AAA. That's down 4 cents from $3.07 a week ago, down 7 cents a month ago, and down 21 cents a year ago. In Kansas, AAA says unleaded fuel was averaging $2.68 per gallon Wednesday morning, down 2 cents a week ago, down 8 cents a month ago, and down 17 cents a year ago. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Model your in blowout at Rusty at Ford. Up to 18,000 off on F-150. Stock number 214-710. 24 Mach-E, 299 base payment, 48 months, 7,500 mile per year lease, 7633 down. Stock number 24C-548. Sales price, 48,850. 24 Edge, 359 base payment, 36 months, 7,500 miles per year lease, 39,96 down. Stock number 214-026. Sales price, 35,999. 24 F-150, 349 base payment, 36 months, 7,500 miles per year lease, 47.50 down. Stock number 24T653. Sales price, 47,500. 24 Bronco Sport, 199 base payment, 36 months, 7,500 miles per year lease, 50.07 down. Stock number 24T746. Sales price, 33,380. Visit Rusty at Ford or RustyAtFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Offers cannot be combined. See store for details. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
A man was taken to an area hospital after he shot himself in the foot Tuesday night in Manhattan. That's according to officials. The incident was reported around 6:52 p.m. last night in the 2500 block of Farm Bureau Road. Raleigh County officials said the officers filed a report of discharging a firearm in the city limits in connection with the case. The 19-year-old man was transported to Ascension Via Christi Hospital for injuries not believed to be life-threatening. At 5:51 p.m. on Monday, the Ellis Police Department received a request for a welfare check on a community member. At 7:19 p.m. that night, the community member was located by an Ellis police officer, deceased from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound at the Ellis High School football field in the 400 block of West 10th Street in Ellis. No foul play is suspected at this time, and there is no threat to the community safety. An autopsy will be conducted at a later date. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The city of Hastings, Nebraska says they are set to receive more than $265,000 in grant money from FEMA through their Building a Resilient Infrastructure and Communities Grant Program, saying over the past couple decades that they have had insurmountable bouts of storm damage in the community as they continue to work on a new flood mitigation plan. As according to Nebraska TV, they say along with the $265,000 from FEMA coming in, they're also matching roughly $455,000 coming out of the Street Fund, General Fund, and Stormwater Management Fund as they continue on with their, quote, risk evaluation at each site where the flooding occurs. According to a statement from the city, they say, quote, the Lake Hastings is looking at armor coating the dam to prevent some deterioration for the 100 and 500 year flood, so that really affects people downstream of the dam, is that that would happen to fail. Mid-America Network News.
We want to see you in your perfect ride. We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Drive home a great deal today. At Midwest Kia, we're excited to help you kick off a season of new traditions with a year-end sales event you won't want to miss. For a limited time only, if you find an ornament on the windshield of any new Kia, you'll have found thousands in extra savings. Explore our selection with over 300 new Kias available, all backed by Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty for unbeatable peace of mind. Plus, our simple, transparent, and fast buying process means you'll spend less time at the dealership and more time enjoying your new ride. Don't miss out. Visit Midwest Kia today and celebrate the season of new traditions with savings you won't want to pass up. Come to Midwest Kia and see why people are singing.
We want to see you.
See dealer for details. Offers expire month end. Warranties a limited powertrain warranty. Subject to credit approval.
If you enjoy and have experience repairing ag and small construction equipment, come to work for C&W Farm Supply, the New Holland dealership in Cortland, Kansas, as their new service technician. Earn $20 to $35 per hour, plus health insurance, paid time off, profit sharing, paid holidays, and more. To apply for this service tech position, call or text Carrie at 308-737-9449. Connecting resources, providing small businesses with human resource solutions. Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A missing Marshall County man was found safe, and a silver alert issued overnight has been discontinued. 97-year-old Loyal Shirley was reported missing by Marshall County authorities after he was last seen Tuesday evening. An auto ping showed his vehicle east of Mankato around 7:40 p.m., and it was reported later that Oberlin police located Loyal Shirley, and he is safe. The silver alert has been discontinued. Frankfort Community Foundation Annual Giving Day Tuesday generated nearly $100,000 from 853 gifts benefiting 38 nonprofit funds, led by contributions toward the Frankfort Community Care Home, totaling nearly $14,000 from 63 donors, with some $10,000 from 29 gifts toward the Frankfort Development Trust Fund, which is earmarked toward continued restoration of the historic grade school. Annunciation Catholic Church and Scout Troop 138 each generated over $7,500. Matching funds underwritten by various local donors will also be applied toward the dollars raised Tuesday and mail-ins that were postmarked by the deadline. Contributions will still be accepted through the Community Foundation, but will not qualify for the match. Details online at frankfortgives.org. Washington County Community Foundation has established a $70,000 goal for donations this month, which kicked off with Giving Day Tuesday. Now, through the end of December, every dollar donated through the Community Foundation, excluding donor-advised funds, will be matched dollar for dollar from the Patterson Family Foundation up to $45,650. Specific funds can be directed, or a donation to the Washington County Opportunity Fund will provide for grant making throughout all communities within Washington County. To make a donation, go to washingtoncountycf.org and click the donate button. Donations can also be mailed to the Washington County Community Foundation at Box 24 in Washington. One Marysville will host a presentation and discussion as to a long-term strategy for the future of the community this afternoon. Graduate students from Kansas State University Architectural Design Studio will present design ideas and projects they have developed. One Marysville is hosting the meeting this afternoon at City Hall from 2 until 5 p.m. A tax sale in Washington County Monday generated $71,520 from six properties with delinquent taxes that were not redeemed by property owners. $41,000 was the top bid for a property at 613 Woodland Drive in Washington, with two others in Clifton, one each in Barnes and Hanover. Initially, 34 properties were identified for the tax sale. The remainder were caught up. The last Washington County tax sale was held in February last year. Wrapping up soup season, One Marysville will host a Soup Day Thursday, December 5th from 11 to 7 at the American Legion Hall. Along with soup, enjoy sliders featuring dine-in, carry-out, or local delivery. For local delivery, phone 562-8374 on Thursday. David L. Weimers, age 67, formerly of Wymore, passed away Saturday. Nernman, at the Evergreen Home Cemetery in Beatrice with the Harmon Wright Mortuary in charge of arrangements for David Weimers.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you. Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
The Christmas festivities continue with a hometown Christmas in downtown Marysville on Saturday. Wayne Cruzy talks about this event and what you can do.
A hometown Christmas is Saturday, December 7th from 10 until 4 in downtown Marysville. So the day kicks off with a petting zoo coming in from Holton, Kansas. They're going to be right next to the Marshall County Health Department in that green grass area. And they'll have a whole bunch of different animals for kids to interact with and pet and play with. The Grinch will be traveling up and down Broadway all day long. And then we have shopping events going on as well. From 10 to 2, you'll have the chance to win $50 in chamber bucks every time you buy something locally. You'll bring your receipt to the Empty Cup, which will be our headquarters, and you'll be entered in a drawing to win some chamber bucks. Plus, we have some contests going on. There's the Mrs. Roper Lookalike Contest. So go back to that fabulous TV show in the 70s, Three's Company, where Mrs. Roper, she was the landlord. You know, she wore muumuus and kaftans and big chunky jewelry. So get all dressed up and come participate in that contest. That's at 1:15. And then it's the Elf King and Queen Contest, followed by the Dog Costume Contest. All of those contests are in front of the Marshall County Historic Courthouse. And so all day, our museums are doing fun activities as well. So you can go to the Pony Express Museum, the Kester House Museum, and the Marshall County Historic Courthouse to see what they have going on in their businesses. Santa's parade is at 2. It travels down Broadway from east to west, and then Santa will be in his house until 4 o'clock. We have barrel train rides, we have mule rides, and that day we're unveiling Christmas Wonderland. Christmas Wonderland is in the Kester Park, which is right there, right next to Santa's house, across the street from the Marysville Advocate. And there, all month long, kids will be able to go and explore the Christmas Wonderland, which will have an igloo, a gingerbread house, and other Christmas games open all the time so that people can experience the Christmas magic right here in Marysville.
A hometown Christmas is Saturday, December 7th in downtown Marysville, starting at 10 a.m.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower to upper 50s. Northwest winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid-teens and lower 20s. North winds still between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Much cooler throughout Thursday. Sunshine with our highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Then mostly clear skies into Thursday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. A bit warmer onto Friday. Some sunshine with our highs in the mid to upper 40s. Then mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Still staying sunny as we head into Saturday with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. Then mostly clear skies over Saturday night with our lows in the upper 20s and upper 30s. Still warmer as we head into Sunday, mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Then partly cloudy skies into Sunday night with our lows in the lower to mid 30s. Sunshine continues as we head into Monday with our highs in the mid to upper 40s. Then mostly cloudy throughout Monday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early December, 47, record high on this date, 72. The average low, 26, and the record low, 4 degrees. Sunrise this morning, 7:31. Sunset this evening at 5:05.
Smile and the world smiles with you. That sentiment might be even more universal than we once thought. We will share the evidence today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So, what's stopping you? Your membership gives you access to the state's largest and most influential advocacy organization, the Voice of Agriculture in Topeka, Washington, D.C., and counties across the state. You'll also be helping build strong, prosperous communities through agriculture advocacy and education. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
In August of last year, Kansan Audra Clark was involved in a motor vehicle accident. While she only suffered some bumps and bruises, scan results indicated she had two masses on her brain. She is the single mother of four beautiful children, and her quest continues to become a registered nurse. We ask for your prayers for Audra, and if you would, please donate to assist her in this medical fight. Visit Audra Support Squad on Facebook. That is Audra Support Squad. Again, Audra Support Squad. This message of support is organized by Justin Clark and Lindsay Meyer. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, December 4th, the 339th day of the year. Actor Jeff Bridges celebrates a birthday, and the Montreal Canadiens were founded on this day in 1909. Anyone with a pet knows how animals can sense our emotional state. Some recent research indicates they can distinguish between a frown and a smile, even on the face of strangers. And that ability may not be limited to companion animals. Farm animals can often differentiate between human facial expressions. Goats, for example, have been found to react positively to a smiling face. So the next time you're out in the barnyard, don't be afraid to show that toothy grin. Animals seem to like it, even if they can't smile back. There's your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To learn more and get more news online, visit almanac.com.
Join the Pony Express Partnership for Children for Breakfast with Santa on Saturday, December 7th from 8 to 10 a.m. at the Lincoln Center. Enjoy pancakes, sausage, eggs, juice, milk, and coffee while spending time with Santa himself. Don't miss the festive event Saturday, December 7th, 8 to 10 a.m. at the Lincoln Center in Marysville. See you there.
Ho, 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 I'll be waiting.
Celebrate the holiday season with a day full of festive activities for all ages this Saturday in Marysville with a hometown Christmas. Enjoy breakfast with Santa from 8 a.m. until 10 at the Lincoln Center. Holiday activities, shopping giveaways, and even mule rides that morning. At 1:15, make your way to the Marshall County Courthouse for a Mrs. Roper look-alike contest, Elf King and Queen contest, and bring your pup in their best festive costume for the dog costume contest. All leading up to Santa's arrival at 2 p.m. at the Santa Parade. Make it a hometown Christmas this Saturday in Marysville. Full schedule on the Marysville Chamber and Main Street Facebook page.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. After the announcement of the former head coach Mike DeBeanie for the Kansas State University Wildcats soccer team that he would be leaving the program, focusing on his health, the university has announced their new head coach for the men's soccer team. As according to the Kansas State Athletics Department, they say they have hired Colleen Corbin, the 2022 Mountain West Conference Coach of the Year, to be their new leader, according to the press release by the athletic director, Gene Taylor. Corbin had spent this past 2024 season as the associate head coach at St. Louis, where she helped lead the team to a 15-2-6 overall record. She also led the program to the second round of the NCAA tournament for 2024 and even taking down the Jayhawks 1-0 in their matchup. Corbin is in a 5-year contract with the Wildcats now, having been approved by Kansas State Athletics, with a statement from the athletic department saying, quote, "We are thrilled to welcome Colleen to K-State as the new leader of our soccer program. She has a proven track record of building and leading a championship program." Mid-America Network Sports.
Moto, you're in blowout at Rusty at Ford. Up to 18,000 off on F-150. Stock number 214710. 24 Mach-E, 299 base payment, 48 months, 7,500 mile for your lease, 7633 town. Stock number 24C548. Sales price, 48,850. 24 Edge, 359 base payment, 36 months, 7,500 miles per year lease, 39,96 down. Stock number 214026. Sales price, 35,999. 24 F-150, 349 base payment, 36 months, 7,500 miles per year lease, 47.50 down. Stock number 214653. Sales price 47,500. 20 Farm Bronco Sport, 199 base payment, 36 months, 7,500 miles per year lease, 50.07 down. Stock number 214746. Sales price 33,380. Visit Rusty at Ford or RustyAtFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Offers cannot be combined. See store for details. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
It was another big weekend for college basketball across the state of Kansas, as well as the number one Kansas Jayhawks remain in that number one position after beating Furman on Saturday with an 86-51 victory. The Jayhawks had come off their big victory against number 11 Duke before Thanksgiving on Tuesday, where they won 75-72. But the Jayhawks still remain undefeated at 7-0 for the regular season now. During the game against Furman, it was all KJ Adams Jr. putting 22 points on the board, playing 27 minutes and having 6 rebounds with 3 assists. Hunter Dickinson also having 10 points on the board with 24 minutes of play. Rylan Griffin putting 10 points on with 16 minutes. Their next matchup coming up on Wednesday as they head on the road, taking on number 21 at Creighton with tip-off at 7:30. In Wildcat basketball, they also had a big weekend, beating Arkansas Pine Bluff, where they ended up winning at home 120-73. The victory puts the Wildcats at 6-2 for the regular season now. They now head on the road with tip-off on Saturday next at 10:30 as they're on the road against St. John's.
The 2024 eight-man football all Twin Valley League teams have been announced. First team selections on both offense and defense include Axtell senior quarterback Brandon Schmelsley, running back Eli Brockstrom, and lineman Dalton Heinen, Frankfurt senior running back Lane Loizo, and Hanover senior lineman Braden Schwartz. Rounding out the first team offensive selections were Frankfurt senior wideout Carter Olson and junior quarterback Wes Anderson, Axtell senior lineman Blaze Bussing and junior back Landon Schmitz, and Clifton Clyde senior back Jack Scotchney. Remaining first team defense includes senior lineman Cameron Juneman of Hanover and Trent Harden of Frankfurt, seniors Rylan Bussing of Axtell, Tanner Bruna of Hanover, and junior Dylan Oldie of Lynn, rounding out first team defensive selections, along with Schmelsley, Brockstrom, Heinen, Loizo, and Schwartz. A full list of first, second, and honorable mention teams for Twin Valley League Selection 8-Man Football can be found online at kndyradio.com underneath the sports tab.
College basketball continues Wednesday night. Kansas Jayhawks pregame at 7, 7:30 tip-off live on FM 95.5. Our high school broadcast schedule tips off Thursday. Marysville at Valley Heights, girls and boys action, simulcast on KNDY and KNDY FM.
End your year on a high note as the award-winning Barbershop Quartet, the Newfangled Four, performs in Marysville Saturday, December 14th, 7 p.m. at the Marysville High School Auditorium. This wildly talented and hilarious musical group brings their unique blend of jaw-dropping harmony and laugh-out-loud comedy to Marshall County. Tickets on sale at marshallcountyarts.org, calling 785-859-4260, or in person at the Marysville Chamber and Main Street office from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Adult tickets $10 and 18 and under are $5. Enjoy an evening of spectacular harmony and holiday cheer Saturday, December 14th with the Newfangled Four performing at the Marysville High School Auditorium at 7 p.m. Brought to you by the Marshall County Arts Cooperative.
Ease into the hectic holiday season with a bit of aromatherapy. The fragrances of plant-derived essential oils have long been used to improve the health and balance of our mind, body, and spirit. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Boost your energy and increase your focus with peppermint. You'll find it also helps relieve headaches and indigestion. Freshen your home with the scent of grapefruit. Perfect solution when unexpected guests drop by for a visit. You may also find that grapefruit, along with your company, help lighten your mood. Use eucalyptus essential oil in the fight against colds and flu this winter. Just place a few drops into a diffuser placed on your desk at work, in your bedroom, or family room. End your day with relaxing lavender. It helps reduce anxiety, relieve headaches, and improve your sleep. It's the perfect solution or gift for those suffering from tense or aching muscles and winter chills. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Farmers, you work year-round to make the most of your harvest. Proper soil management, planting practices, and due diligence at harvest. Don't let a worn, torn, and ragged grain tarp cost you in the end. Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville has a full line of replacement Serco tarps for grain trucks, trailers, carts, or wagons. With manual or electric options, safeguard the quality and value of your harvest against the elements. Also offering repair options, stop by Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville for a full line of trusted Serco tarps.
We've all heard of the Continental Divide, but have you heard of the M&M Divide? That high point can be found here in Iowa, and one particular location has quite a story behind it. I'll fill you in next on the American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, We are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcasts and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
In Carroll County, Iowa, you'll find a high point that divides waters that drain to the Missouri or Mississippi rivers.
That was the original war path for the Indians. No Indians were indigenous to Carroll County, but they would pass through hunting. And the Sioux were to stay on one side of the divide, and the Sac, Potawatomi, Meskwaki on the other side.
There is even a legend that the rival tribes had a battle at Swan Lake here, but facts are scant to back it up. That high point, though, has always been noteworthy, it seems.
And it's also on place in one of our ghost towns, which they called Tip Top, because the railroad needed an extra engine to get that train to the top of the hill, and they needed a place to park that engine once they no longer needed it. That was at Tip Top, which became Arcadia.
Barbara Hackford says when the Lincoln Highway passed here, that point again proved prominent.
That was also a rest stop on the Lincoln Highway. They were starting to make more rest spots for these motors that were getting more and more, and they needed rest stops. There were no motels, really, in those days. They had camping.
And that rest stop that has so much history tied to it is still a place you can come and pull over for a moment today.
Well, there's the M&M Divide. So at that particular point, they have the M&M Divide, which is the Missouri-Mississippi Divide, at that original rest stop.
The warpath, Tip Top, and the M&M Divide share the history, in a sense, at this high point in the county. Traveling the countryside at Old Tip Top near Carroll, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCrae.
Money to grow a rural business, so winning a grant can be a huge factor for success. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Applying the right way will increase your chances as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
You've been a godsend to us. We appreciate it more than ever.
Farm Rescue exists to shine a light on farm families during some of their darkest days. Through your generosity, we're able to provide free planting, haying, harvest, and livestock feeding assistance when unexpected injury, illness, or natural disaster strikes.
Farm Rescue has assisted over 1,000 families in crisis, a milestone made possible by people like you.
Please help us continue our mission with a tax-deductible gift at farmrescue.org today.
Perfect world, you'd be awarded every grant you applied for. But in reality, organizations don't give you money simply because you sent in some paperwork. You have to sell yourself and prove you have something worth funding. It's vital that your goals match the goals of the organization handing out the funds. Deborah Cavanaugh is a retired grant extension specialist with the University of Illinois. She says, first of all, don't pull budget numbers out of thin air. They have to be exact.
If you say you want to do a publication in your grant proposal, you have to figure this out, really, what it would cost. You have to call up the printer. If you have a graphic designer, you have to find out what they would cost. You have to figure out all of these things like you're going to get the money. Because what will happen is when people are reviewing it, they will spend considerable time looking at that budget to see that it's realistic.
If you've experienced success in previous work that relates to your proposed project, grantors like to see that.
They also give points if you have a team of partners helping you out, because some grants are awarded only if you've secured matching funds. Each proposal has a series of steps to follow, so make sure you read all of the paperwork thoroughly. Review boards may get hundreds of proposals, and they'll winnow them down, starting with the tiniest of details.
Somebody sits at a desk and goes through there and says, did they do them in 12-point font? Did they do them double-sided? You know, all these little nitpicky things that you might not think is important. And if you don't meet those minimal standards, it's put over here and it's not even reviewed.
If you have questions during the process, don't hesitate to contact the organization. Learn more about grant writing at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Be penny wise and be pound wise too. Hi, I'm Rob West with the Faith and Finance Minute. Today, a few money-related mottos to live by from financial blogger Marjorie Kondrak at the website Humble Dollar. She says these mottos reflect the approach to money and managing possessions that she observed in her parents and grandparents. Here's one: spend money and it goes. Save money and it grows. Another: what is worth owning is worth treating well. One more: thrift is worth a lot of money, yet it doesn't cost a cent. Marjorie also comments that thrift in itself can be a source of remarkable household revenue, meaning that if you can reduce your cost of living, the net effect is the same as having more money. Or as Ben Franklin put it, a penny saved is a penny earned. Get biblical answers to your financial questions in the FaithFi community. Download FaithFi, Faith and Finance, in your app store or visit faithfi.com.
Let Blue Rapids dazzle you this holiday season with their annual Hometown Christmas. Events happening all day, December the 14th. Join in the festivities as the Fireman's Pancake Feed starts the day at 7 a.m. Christmas Bazaar at the Blue Rapids Gym from 8:30 until 2:30, packed with local and unique vendors. Stop and shop Blue Rapids business all day as well. At 4:30 p.m., a live nativity scene begins while the soup supper is open to the public at 5 p.m. A beer contest, carriage rides, and other activities happening. End the night with the lighted parade around the square at 6 p.m. Enjoy Blue Rapids Hometown Christmas, December the 14th. Brought to you by the Blue Rapids Chamber of Commerce.
For some families, there is no greater pain than having to talk about transitioning the farm. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
I rarely borrow from a competing ag medium, but today's show involves some Farm Journal research about farm transition planning. They presented highlights during a recent webinar, which also featured a Canadian farm transition expert, Elaine Fraze.
Conflict avoidance and procrastination is killing agriculture. Talk does not cook rice. You have to act.
Fraze says the Farm Journal study found only about a quarter of the succession talks going on were being led by the younger generation.
Newsflash, older people listening to this, we are not trying to push you off of your farm. But what we are trying to do is push you towards action so that the equity and the cascading of wealth can be starting now with a warm hand, not a dead one.
Fraze says you won't know how the transition conversation will go until you try it.
What's the one thing you as a young farmer, older farmer, are going to do to get clarity and stop making assumptions about what everybody else in your family thinks, feels, needs, and wants? And it's only a conversation away, and you don't have to do it by yourself.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, farmers and agricultural leaders across the Mid-America region and the state of Kansas continue to battle when it comes to high-speed internet and broadband accessibility. As since 1985, the League of Rural Voters said they've been working to help rural America develop a strong, sustainable, and resilient economy. However, they continue to fall behind without closing that significant gap when it comes to rural broadband coverage. Neil Ritchie, the executive director of the League of Rural Voters, says the success of the Broadband Equity and Access Deployment Program, or the BEAD program, is critical to getting rural Americans the broadband access across the nation and here in the state of Kansas.
Congress passed this bipartisan infrastructure law back in 2021, and within that, there was $42 billion allocated to help close the digital divide. So the program that came from that is called the Broadband Equity Access and Deployment Program, or BEAD. Why it's important is because you can't do business in this world without broadband. One in five rural Americans still live without reliable access or any access to broadband. What's the key to working in this economy? It's the key to learning with precision agriculture. It's helping guide the machines that feed us.
He goes on to say the National Telecommunications and Information Administration has reviewed and approved every state's initial application to the BEAD program, as he talks about what's next when it comes to the process.
There's a period of 1 year where the states will be developing their own strategies for identifying those providers that will be able to request money to fix the gaps. It's really going to be critical for us to find those providers that can actually do the job. Historically, we've had challenges trying to make sure that these investments actually deliver the results that we want. And we're taking enough time here and enough investment resources that a year should be a good enough amount of time to make a good plan.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Drive home a great deal today. At Midwest Kia, we're excited to help you kick off a season of new traditions with a year-end sales event you won't want to miss. For a limited time only, if you find an ornament on the windshield of any new Kia, you'll have found thousands in extra savings. Explore our selection with over 300 new Kias available, all backed by Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty for unbeatable peace of mind. Plus, our simple, transparent, and fast buying process means you'll spend less time at the dealership and more time enjoying your new ride. Don't miss out. Visit Midwest Kia today and celebrate the season of new traditions with savings you won't want to pass up. Come to Midwest Kia and see why people are singing.
We want to see you.
See dealer for details. Offers expire month end. Warranties a limited powertrain warranty. Subject to credit.
Harsh winters in our area can drive up your energy cost. Protect your home and wallet this year by stopping at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber. Seal drafty windows and doors with weather stripping and draft stoppers. Grab durable window and door wrap or new ductwork and replace your furnace filter for improved energy efficiency, lower repair cost, and a more comfortable home. Visit Hometown Lumber in Marysville or Axtell Lumber today to protect your home and stay warm this winter.
Out of frustration comes innovation. A Nebraska woman has developed technology to make post-harvest paperwork a lot easier on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
This year, American farmers will harvest 2.8 billion bushels of wheat and 15.1 billion bushels of corn. And to this day, American road workers have built 4.2 million miles of roads and counting. We're proud that John Deere machines rolling off the line here in the USA play a part in supporting Americans who work the land and build a better tomorrow. Nothing runs like a Deere. Learn more at johndeere.com/manufacturing.
After harvest is done, it's time to gather and organize all the paperwork that goes with it. And hopefully you have all of it in one place. Peggy Meyer of Superior, Nebraska is a wife, the mother of six kids, and has been taking care of the books on the family farm for 26 years. Recently, they've been trying to hone in profit and loss by field, and she was spending many stressful hours with the paperwork trying to figure that out. Meyer thought there had to be an easier way, so she co-founded data integration software called Field Pocket, which launched in September. She says it organizes, manages, and links all contracts, scale tickets, and settlement sheets.
So what Field Pocket does is once all of that data is in there, it just integrates it all. And so within a couple clicks of the button, you can get a report saying this field had so many bushels and this was the net amount from that. And of course, you know, there's multiple fields on a settlement sheet. And so then it's easily put into QuickBooks that way.
She says having everything in one place will be helpful for other needs as well.
I would think it's going to save my husband a ton of time when he's doing crop insurance claims, because he could just easily go, oh, this is what I need. You have the documents right there, the scale tickets, you know, all of that. And you can filter by field, commodity, elevator, owner share, pretty much whatever's on any of that paperwork.
Meyer says the software is both online and an app for your phone. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about Field Pocket at agriculture.com.
Then let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the best place to be.
Skip the drive. Come see us right here in Marysville, Kansas. At Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, you'll find the same honest sales experience backed by the same reliable service. With the same goals in mind, our Marysville location is sure to provide you with a satisfying vehicle experience. Find us on Facebook or stop in at 1122 Pony Express Highway today.
Has he driven a Honeyman Ford?
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Sudden cold snaps and rain events in winter months put cattle at risk for cold stress, which negatively impacts animal health and performance. K-State Extension beef veterinarian A.J. Tarpoff shares the signs of cold stress in cattle.
Cattle will reduce grazing behavior, right? They'll group up. They'll kind of get together in a certain location that's most comfortable out of the wind if they're out on pasture. So they reduce feed intake. They reduce some of those grazing behaviors in essence to try to get into a comfortable location out of the wind. And if they don't have that comfortable location, they actually group up as a true herd in a big group to try to block the wind from each other. But some of the other ones, if you just look at an animal, I mean, yes, they can shiver. You know, ears are a little droopy. They're just cold. If it's wet, you know, all of those things can be different determining factors if we can see that, hey, maybe there's a little stress going on in the system.
Windbreaks can limit the effects of cold stress, and Tarpoff provides considerations for building them.
If you're going to build some type of either portable or stationary windbreak, I really, really push for portability. It's just it offers a lot more opportunity to be able to utilize those resources and get more uses throughout the year. So a general rule of thumb for however high you want your windbreak. So if you're going to build a windbreak panel, you want it to be about 10 feet high. But what about the base? Everybody says, well, if you're going to build a windbreak, how wide does the base have to be to make sure it doesn't blow over? So we say 1.5 times the base for what the height is. So if you have a 10-foot, you want 15-foot base to make sure it's going to be very sturdy, very stationary, and you're not going to run into any problems. The other good thing about building something is you actually don't need to make a perfectly solid structure. You actually want those windbreaks to be porous. The whole goal is to slow down the wind, not completely block it.
He explains the importance of bedding cattle during cold temperatures.
Betting, I am a huge, huge fan of. I love betting in a lot of different environments, whether it's out in the pasture to provide that a really comfortable location right in face of maybe a blizzard or a really big cold snap. You want to keep animals heavily bedded to give them a thermal barrier from that frozen ground. Anything that we can do to keep them warm, that really, really helps. Even in a pen or a dirt lot scenario, we don't want buildup of tag or mud. What can help with that is having that clean, dry environment for them to lay down and rest, and that's where bedding can come into play.
That was Kansas State University Extension beef veterinarian A.J. Tarpoff on cold stress in cattle. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
If you enjoy and have experience repairing ag and small construction equipment, come to work for C&W Farm Supply, the New Holland dealership in Cortland, Kansas, as their new service technician. Earn $20 to $35 per hour, plus health insurance, paid time off, profit sharing, paid holidays, and more. To apply for this service tech position, call or text Carrie at 308-737-9449. Connecting resources, providing small businesses with human resource solutions.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, getting ready to wrap up a Wednesday in trading today. Not a lot of activity today. Really, things have been pretty consistent and mostly lower across the board. Red all across for the grains and the livestock. As we go through, we'll see how we close here in just a little bit. December corn right now is still lingering about 1 1/4 down at 422 even a bushel. March corn also down 2 1/4 at 430. Even in the wheat market, December KC wheat is down 3 3/4 cents at 521 even. March KC wheat down 3/4 cents at 541. Over in the oats today, we are seeing March oats down by 2 1/4 at 378 1/2. Over in the bean market today, January beans down 9 cents as they're slowly moving downward, sitting at 982 3/4. March beans down 8 1/4 at 989. In the meal market, December meal in the green, $1.60 at 287.60, with the January up a buck at 291.40. In the soybean oil market today, December's down 39 cents at 41.56, with the January down 65 cents at 41.49. Moving over to your canola today, mostly lower numbers here. January is down $5.70 at 581.20, with the March down $6 at 592.90. And the cotton market, a little bit of green here today. December's up 13 cents at 72.82. The March cotton up 11 pennies right now at 71.38. Looking at your currencies today, we are seeing the U.S. dollar index for December down 20 cents at 106.14. The March index also down 22 cents at 105.81. The euro sitting at 105 and the Japanese yen at 66 cents right now. 30-year bonds, a little bit of a rebound from yesterday. December 30-year bond up slightly at 119.11. 10-year notes are also up slightly. Not a lot of movement, though, at 111.02 overall. Stock market still in the green with the Dow Jones up 110 points, the S&P in the green 15, the NASDAQ up by 168. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Model your inflow out at Rusty at Ford. Up to $18,000 off on F-150. Stock number 214-710. 24 Mach-E, $299 base payment, 48 months, 7,500 miles per year lease, 7633 down. Stock number 24C-548, sales price $48,850. 24 Edge, $359 base payment, 36 months, 7,500 miles per year lease, $39.96 down. Stock number 214-026, sales price $35,999. 24 F-150, $349 base payment, 36 months, 7,500 miles per year lease, $47.50 down. Stock number 214-653, sales price $47,500. 20 Farm Bronco Sport, $199 base payment, 36 months, 7,500 miles per year lease, $50.07 down. Stock number 214-746, sales price $33,380. Visit Rusty at Ford or RustyAtFord.com. Offers cannot be combined. See store for details. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
For large dirt work projects or residential jobs, contact Hayes and Dozer Service of Frankfort. Complete pond building and excavation, field terrace maintenance, entire outbuilding demolition, and dump truck service, Hayes and handles it all. Call Greg today at 785-547-5794. That's 785-547-5794. Now booking spring 2025 projects. Call on Hayes and Dozer Service of Frankfort, where your project meets their expertise.
from ABC News Wall Street Now. Tech shares were pulling the NASDAQ and S&P deeper into record territory heading into the midday. The Standard & Poor's was up 0.4%, the NASDAQ nearly 1%. The Dow Jones was 250 points higher after several down sessions. Foot Locker has cut its full-year guidance to shareholders after its quarterly results fell short of Wall Street's expectations on the top and bottom lines. Shares in the footwear giant were nearly 9% lower this morning. Cyber Monday saw record buy now, pay later spending, just shy of $1 billion. Adobe Analytics projects that shoppers will make about $18 billion of online retail purchases using those buy now, pay later plans this holiday season. The economy still needs workers. Job postings rebounded in October from a 3.5-year low in the month before. Open positions grew 5% to 7.7 million. The latest figure is down significantly from a year ago. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
KNDY.